Well, Patriot safety Patrick Chung. You promised a Twitter Halloween follow, man. What happened? What happened?
I forgot. I'm not gonna lie to you. I definitely forgot, but I'll put that on there for you, man.
Well, look, you're busy. You admit it. You're watching that tape of the Pittsburgh game. It was a tough loss for your team defensively, and we've talked a lot about this defense. And you, of all the Patriot players, Patrick, your quotes after the game were interesting. After you watched the tape, you said you were encouraged by what you saw in the defensive film, that you guys played good, but the Steelers played great. I got to ask you, what encouraged you watching that film against Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I mean, we played the defense. Plays, game comes up, comes down to five big plays, you know, and they executed more of those plays, you know. So, I mean, we played good, but, I mean, that game's over, man. We're over that game, but that's what I meant by that. We played good, you know, just didn't play good enough to play a better game, but now we have a new team coming in, so we have to get ready for these guys.
But you have to look back, and you have to take something out of a loss, right, to try to get better. I mean, we hear a lot about, and you've talked about before, we were just talking about Gerard Mayo, about the communication part of it. Some guys, whether it was, you know, thinking they were in man or zone, whatever it was, and you do have a lot of different bodies in there. But is that something that you feel, I mean, obviously you're going to continue to work on and get better at, but that's got to be a big part of what you guys do collectively.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, everybody has to be on the same page in order to play the right defense, you know. So, I mean, a little communication thing, it's very important, but it can be easily fixed, and just guys just being in the meeting room is knowing what they're doing. But, I mean, that's not a problem, man. Every once in a while, defense has a couple problems. It's just how you react to it and how you get better from it.
Right. You are a very aggressive guy back there. Great hitter, hard hitter, love to play that type of game. Does it frustrate you at all sometimes that maybe your team doesn't play that aggressive style? Is that what it looks like, is watching the games?
I feel we're aggressive, man. We fly to the ball. I mean, we always preach that. Fly to the ball, get to the ball, 11 hats to the ball at all times. So as far as aggressive, I would never say that. We're an aggressive team. We're coming to get the ball, and we're coming to play football.
All right, you mentioned communication. You have been on this show every week since training camp, and you used the word communication on our first conversation. You say it's going to get better. I guess my question is, Patrick, why hasn't it gotten better? It's week 9. What is holding this team back communication-wise? What's that issue?
Oh, nothing's on the back. It's just, you know, that's how the game goes sometimes, man. How the game goes. I mean, it's all about limiting those errors. You know, everyone has communication problems. It's about limiting them and keeping them to a halt. You know, keeping them very limited and just having maybe one or two instead of three or four. You know, that can make a huge difference. You know, everybody has their problems. It's just about how you react from it and, you know, just play ball after that, man. I mean, they're good, too, on the other side of the ball. They're going to be playing ball, and we're ready for it.
Can it get better with practice? Does that have to be game reps, Patrick? How do you see it getting better?
Well, practice makes perfect, man. If you practice hard and you practice it, and until you can't yell anymore, you have no voice, I mean, it's going to be a lot easier in the game, you know, because, I mean, practice is supposed to be hard. The game's supposed to be fun and easy.
I just want to read you a quote from Hines Ward. After the game, he says, that wasn't the same secondary we played against a year ago. Without having Sanders, Merriweather wasn't back there. They didn't let Lee Bodden go. We kind of liked our matchup, so there was no need for me to try to force it and go. Hearing something like that after a game, does that piss you off?
I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it, man. I mean, that's how you felt. Everybody has their own opinion, you know. So we're not worried about that stuff. We have a game to get ready for.
But after a game, like an opposing player, I mean, you're saying you're not worried about it, but does it bother you? You're not worried about it, but a guy saying that, is that disrespectful, Patrick, after a game for a guy who said he didn't play, he was hurt, said, I didn't play because that team's not good enough. My team didn't even, we could beat them without me. Is that disrespectful?
Man, he can say whatever he wants to say. We're not worried about small talk. We're not worried about any of that stuff. We're going to play football game by game.
And we look back at that one, and Heath Miller kind of had his way early on in that game. You've done an amazing job in recent past lining up against guys like Gates and Witten and Keller, and you in particular. Was there just a different plan with the way you guys handled Heath Miller? Because there's maybe other options in the wide receiving core you were worried about more?
No, man. I mean, they played a good game. I know how to play it. That game's over, man. I can't go back to that stuff. I'm trying to get ready for a New York Giant team that's coming in here. So, I mean, it is what it is. You play the defense coach wants, and you play it, and you execute. Like, they give you the game plan. It's your job to execute.
All right, so you can just tell us now, since you've watched the tape, what's the game plan for the Giants? Kind of spell it out for us so we know ahead of time.
Come on, man. I can't tell you that. I'll tell you after the game what our game plan was. Is that deal?
That sounds good. You know, I might have a little more Brandon Jacobs this week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so you got to come up here and stick that guy pretty hard, I would imagine.
Hey, man, they got some good running backs, man. Whoever's up, we got to be ready for him.
Now, Eli Manning came out before the year, took a lot of criticism, said, yeah, I'm one of the elite quarterbacks. And, you know, hey, listen, he's showing confidence to his team. But right now, he's playing. Like, you look at passer rating. He's third in the NFL right now, and limiting his mistakes. Mm-hmm. Another big challenge with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting better. He's making good throws. He's making smarter decisions. So, you know, now it's another factor to worry about. And, you know, now it's got a full team. They have a good team. And now we have to bring our A game.
I'm checking the recent national polls in college football. Your Ducks are up to 6. This Washington team coming in. I see this as kind of one of the bigger rivalry games Saturday night for your Ducks against the Washington Huskies.
Yeah, I mean, I'm Ducks all day, so all day, man. Whether in Washington, doesn't matter where we are, man. Ducks all day, man. We're doing it.
All right, we'll get we look forward to getting the game plan from you after the Giants game. We'll hold you to that next week, Patrick. We appreciate the time. Good luck against the Giants.
No worries. Appreciate it, Josh.
There he is. Patriots Friday. Patrick Chung joining us on the AT&T Hotline.